Okay, good to see everybody. Thanks for coming out. Sorry for being a little bit late coming in. Just after reviewing the game, it was a good, solid team win. It was all three phases played well. There are a number of things that we can do better in each area. You know, we have a process. Really, no matter how the game goes result-wise, we try to look at the things we did well and build on those things, and the things that we didn't do well and improve on those things, and just try to become as much better as we can from one week to the next. So we'll just continue along that line, even with a victory. A lot of really great individual performances. Number of guys stepped up and played really, really well in this game, and it showed up in big plays and big hits and in game-changing plays, and that's really, I think that ends up accounting for the, you know, sometimes that counts for that score and some of those things happening. Guys made plays, so that was a real positive. And a lot of those guys were young guys. A number of young guys have stepped in with some of the injuries that we've had and have really grown as players in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, you make your biggest progress when your young players get better. They're the guys that have the most room to get better and improve. And we have a number of guys doing that, so I think that accounts for some of our improvement the last few weeks. So that's kind of where we're at with that. As far as the injuries, really don't have anything new to report on that until Wednesday. We don't have any new information. We don't have anything major coming out of the game. Haloti, obviously, and Jimmy resting should be a plus for us. We'll just have to see how those guys look on Wednesday.
In the first month of the season, you had a couple of national TV games and schedules kind of irregular. You've been on a good Sunday to Sunday bowl. Has that helped in any way?
It probably has, Joe. It probably has been a good thing to get on a routine. You know, we like routine, and we like to have that that process, that seven-day process between games. And players getting that rest is a big thing, and having a chance to recover is good for the players.
He was kind of tough on himself.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Ed. He's a great player. He is definitely his own worst critic, his own strongest critic. He has a really high standard for how he's going to play, and I'm sure that's reflected in those comments. I thought he played well. You know, Ed sets a high bar, you know, and he usually reaches it.
He indicated after the game that it was his decision to pull himself out of the game because he felt like he didn't play up to his standards.
Well, you know, I mean, as a conversation we had, you know, I had a tough time getting Terrell out of the game at one point, so we were finally able to accomplish that. So these guys have a lot of pride, and you know, these are some of the most competitive men or athletes in the world, you know, and that's kind of how that conversation goes sometimes in a game like that. But that's the way that one went.
John, we've all played sports where the coach says hands up on defense, but was that all it was yesterday, or was there something that Dean and the coaches – saw?
Well, it was more an emphasis. You know, we've been trying to get that for a while, and it kind of, there's a lot of things that get that build into it, you know, a lot of assignment things and technique things. And to see that happen, you know, as a coach, whenever things start to kind of fall in place that way with a technique, and when you get the results with production like we did with the batted balls, that's a pretty rewarding feeling. I thought our guys did a great job with that.
Speaking of Dean, there's a lot of different fronts he was doing in the sub packages. Does that just speak to his you know, knowledge of the game and that sort of thing?
No question. I mean, his creativity, you know, he's had a lot that all the coaches have, and I think the players, too, are a part of that, you know, that process. A lot of those players go up and meet with Dean every Tuesday about the game plan. But they've been very creative. They've been very creative to find pressure. They've been very creative to change up the coverages. Terrell Austin does a great job in the back end. Ted and Clarence in the front end, Don with the linebackers. But they've done a really good job of mixing some fronts up and putting guys in different spots to account for some of our personnel issues. And obviously we didn't have the yardage result we probably wanted. If you watch Oakland, they put up tons of yards this year. They put up tons of yards in the second half, tons of yards in the fourth quarter especially. We were very aware of that, you know, going into this game. So we're a little disappointed with some of the yardage things. You know, we didn't want to give up those yards, and it was really five plays that counted for most of their yards. But I thought our guys did a great job creatively coming up with ideas to get them stopped.
The players' personal identification on the schemes is the goal, but they seem to enjoy, you know, playing different spots, Courtney in particular, yeah. you know, go down line and have that speed edge. How much did that kind of play into the guys doing something different, you know?
No question. I mean, it's a big credit to those guys. We've got guys, and Courtney's a great example of that. Here's our top pick, our defensive player that we picked as our first pick, and he's played a number of different positions. Obviously, he's been getting better every single week. He's a smart football player. He's a physical football player. To me, he's kind of a reflection. He's kind of the guy you can look to But it wasn't just him. It was a lot of guys. We played a lot of guys in different positions in this game. So for them to know their assignments and to execute them the way they did was a real positive for us.
Even though you guys gave up a lot of yards yesterday, and you've seen that at other points this season, it seems like when you're able to create turnovers, that despite that, it kind of, the defense kind of keeps off of it. It doesn't affect them as much. Is that what you see, or what
you're saying? Yeah, no doubt. I mean, turnovers are really the name of the game. Turnovers and red zone defense. And those are two areas that we did very well with yesterday and that we've really done well with all year. Combine that with 70 rushing yards, so you've got a little more control of the run game. It's probably a good defensive outing. You know, it could have been a six-point kind of an outing, you know, but they had the big plays. And that was the points because of the two long touchdown passes, and that was the yardage accounted for in those five plays.
What do you think has made you so good in red zone defense?
Well, you know, we've got guys that understand how to play it. We've got a really creative package, Ryan. We do a lot of different things down there. It's hard to figure out what we're in, what coverage you're going to be in. I think it causes quarterbacks to hold the ball a little bit and gives us a chance to get some pressure. We're a lot better now than we were early in the year of giving up runs in the low red area. You know, we had a couple runs on us in the low red zone early. We seem to have controlled that lately. Those are probably the keys.
John, what did you see from Ja Reed looking back at the tape and his performance yesterday?
A lot of good things, you know, and some other things that he can get better at. But he's a very physical player. He's really athletic. He can bend. He can get his pads down. And that's not easy to do for a guy his size. So he played well. There were some pass protection technique issues that he had. He's got some with pass set things he's got to continue to work on that he knows about and he can work on. But all in all, he played pretty well. I don't know who'll get the bulk of it, you know, but anticipate both of those guys playing in there. And, you know, Jod's got some versatility at some other positions, too. So, of course, Bobby can play the right guard as well. So it's good to have some flexibility there.
Coach, in terms of Jacoby, he's now had 205-plus yard kickoff returns. Does he have the green light no matter how deep in the end zone he is? Is that what it is?
I would say no. Jacoby will probably tell you yes. You know, that's probably where we're at with it right now. It depends on hang time. We don't really have a depth issue. You know, the whole dynamic of the kickoff return rules have changed, you know, and what's happened is when you bring them out that deep, the geometry of the play has changed a little bit, so you see more big plays for some reason. But when it's a high kick deep like that, then we try to keep them in there.
He's
impressed. You know, his mom and his family were right in that corner. Did you know that? Yeah, he tossed the ball to his mom, and he and his mom had that little dance thing going. So we did show it to the team today at our team meeting. I remember the Cabbage Patch, the name of it, but I don't remember the dance itself. You want to just demonstrate it for us up here? Everybody's like, please, no. Mark Zito's like, no, please stop. The press room, smaller setting. A little more comfortable with that.
John, there was a lot of talk entering the season about how the Steelers defense is getting old, something that you guys had to put up with as well. But, I guess does it look like the demise of the Steelers defense was kind of exaggerated? They're still playing well, even without, you know, Polamalu and James Harrison for distance again.
Absolutely. Very well put. You know, it was greatly exaggerated, no doubt. Isn't that the term? Their demise was greatly exaggerated, I think, something like that. Churchill? Is that Churchill? Mark Twain?
Maybe so.
Look it up. Mark Twain, that's a consensus. You guys should know that. They look great. They're playing great. They're the number one defense in the league. Run, pass, big plays, sacks. You're still getting sacks. It's just a premier defense, no doubt.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, Harry said after the game, his quote was, they don't like us, we don't like them. It's going to be hell out there. is that, from your experience, is it like that in these games?
Heaven, you know, I to me, it's if you love football, there's no greater place to be. You know, playing there in that great stadium against that great organization, you know, those games have always been great games. And, you know, we've always felt like it's a rivalry. You know, we'll continue to consider it to be a great rivalry. We're excited to go play it. We always are. We respect them. And we love playing against them, you know. So I suspect they feel the same way.
Do you remember your reaction when you looked at the schedule and saw you had them twice in 3 weeks?
Yeah, it was kind of like interesting, you know. But, you know, really the schedule, there's always quirks in the schedule. There really is. And every team's got them. And, you know, that's kind of a quirk for us. We play them and then sandwiched around a trip to San Diego. So That'll be a big challenge for us, but everybody's got those challenges this year. That's ours. You just have to deal with it and make it good.
John, the fake field goal yesterday, getting beyond the criticisms of it or the applauding of it, can that type of play set up something else down the road?
Well, yeah, you know, there's always a chess game that way, you know, season long, but you know, it's good for people to know that we've got the ability to run that, but it's not so much, that's not a play that you only run once. You know, that's more of a numbers count play. So they're in a situation defensively where they're trying to win the game. I mean, and they're throwing the ball down the field. You know, there's still 20 minutes left in the game. They've scored a couple touchdowns in the first 5 minutes of the second half, and they're a dangerous offense. They're trying to win the game. So part of that was to line up 8 guys on one side and try to block our kick there. And they have a chance to block the kick. When you overload to that extent, you have a chance to block the kick. And it's a risk for us to go ahead and kick that. If we get it blocked and they pick it up and run it for a touchdown, that's a different ball game. And we basically decided not to take that risk. You know, we'd rather take our chances running over to the 3-man side. And we feel like we've got good numbers over there. And we've got a great chance to be successful. If we kick the field goal, not that we can't block that look, but they have an advantage. So we'd rather take that advantage away by running that play that we have in our arsenal anyway.
Some of the people I've talked to today say they just shouldn't have run it in a game like that. They should save it for another time.
Well, yeah, it's not a one-time type of a thing. You know, we've run that before. It's the same thing we did against Pittsburgh last year. There were 29 minutes left in that game, and they gave us the same kind of a look, and we ran it in there and got the extra point there. So it's really no different thinking than it was in that game.
Is there anything that he said for momentum or the confidence that you guys got from yesterday's game, bringing it into this week's game, or is there no carryover whatsoever?
You know, that's a great question, a great dilemma. I've heard it. I can see it both ways. I'm kind of a confidence guy. I like confidence. You know, I think confidence is born of success. You do things well, it's a positive thing. It doesn't guarantee anything. You know, just like if you struggle the week before, it doesn't guarantee that you can't do something. You know, every week does stand on its own. But, you know, playing well is a good thing. You know, we like to build on that.
John, when you say that a number of young players have grown the last couple of weeks, can you identify who you have in mind when you're saying that?
Well, I mean, I'm probably going to forget somebody then, John, and somebody's going to feel bad. But, you know, I think Ja's a good example. You know, he's kind of come from nowhere with the injury. Courtney's a good example. You can help me out here with some other young guys. Bernard Pierce comes to mind. I think he's running the ball very well. I'm always excited when he takes the field, you know, and gets a chance to run the ball.
Kruger's still a young guy.
Yeah, let's put him in that category. You know, Paul Kruger really had a great game. The tight ends, you know, stepping up. You want to talk about those guys as young guys. I thought Ed Dixon, seeing him play the way he did, was big for us. He's got so much talent, and he really stepped up and played well. Kerry Williams, you consider him a young guy. He gets better and better every single week. You know, he's really playing good for us out there. Especially with some of the injuries at corner, for him to be, you know, an anchor for us has been a positive thing. So, I mean, Bernard Pollard played well. He's not a young guy, but, you know, he certainly played well. D'Angelo Tyson, yeah, he played very well. Thank you. Got a couple batted balls. Brian Hall got in there and played real well. You know, that's his first opportunity really to play with what we were doing with the defensive line. The young linebackers played well. Josh Bynes continues to do well on special teams. Shockey Brown. On special teams, Shockey played corner quite a bit, played really well. So help me out. Anybody else? That's quite a few guys. Tandon Doss, and with the punt return too. You know, he made a play, though, even though it got called back, he showed some skill and made the great catch over the middle. Yeah.
John, you've been a great son here. You wanted to play more DB, and then that was probably the most of the piece, other than nickel. What do you do out there? What kind of grade do you?
Yeah, Corey Graham graded out really well. You know, he graded out really well. And he'll be very critical of some plays. I mean, I just talked to him today, and all he wanted to talk about was the plays that he could do better on. But he made a number of plays. He can play man coverage. He's got very good ball skills. He's still learning our defense, you know, and he's still learning the nuances of it. And he's done he's really a smart guy. Combines that with his special teams duties. He's doing really well.
John, you've been in more close games this year than obviously lopsided games.
how much can you glean from that? How much will it help you going forward in the Steelers game, which are typically usually tight, not only for the players, but for the coaches when you go back and think about a 3rd-and-2 call that failed earlier in the year that you might go back to in a game like this?
That's a great point. I mean, just a chance to learn from those experiences and having been in those and from 1 year to the next, I think it helps you. You know, we can draw on things from last year, but when this team as a group, you know, experiences those things together, that's the best learning, right? So some of the close losses we've had, I think, too, help us. But it'll be a plus.
Is this, in terms of the distribution that you had with the football to your receiving core, is this the most comprehensive play among your receivers? So Torrey got 2 catches that were touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Dixon got into it. Was this the ideal way you'd like to see the passing game?
You know, that's a tough question to answer. I think it's good to see it get spread around like that. You know, and the fact that you know, I think their plan was to take away Torrey and Anquan. And Anquan still got some balls, especially early. He made a huge play for us coming off the goal line to get the first down. Torrey had the big plays. And then when they're going to take away 2 of your top guys, for other guys, Joe, to find those guys, that's big for us. But there could be other games, you know, where the ball goes to one of those guys 10, 12, 14 times that could be just as productive for us. So, you know, I don't know if one's better than the other. But I know everybody has a lot more fun when they're involved. So that's a plus.
Scored on 6 of their first 7 drives. What was the big difference that you saw with this game and some stuff that you take away from it versus what happened in Cleveland where they started off strong and then stalled?
Well, we probably made fewer mistakes. We converted 3rd down a lot better. We had some 3rd and longs in this game and some 3rd and mediums, so we had probably less 3rd and longs we did in the Cleveland game. We made fewer mistakes on 1st down. We blocked a little better on 1st down than we did in the Cleveland game. I would say we just executed a little bit better, you know, during that stretch.
John, you mentioned some of the young defensive players stepping up here the last few weeks, so I can't help but notice Terrell Suggs has been on the field the last few weeks. How much is his presence alone, even if it doesn't show up with sacks and numbers, help the younger players, even from the mindset that they don't have to do too much, they can just go out there and play?
Right. Well, maybe it does help them, the fact that they know that they don't have to do too much because Terrell's on the field. Also, the fact that he draws a lot of attention. I mean, he gets a lot of blocking attention, so that helps other guys who are singled up more than they would have been otherwise. So his presence is felt, whether he's actually putting up the big production or whether he's not. He's a factor out there.
John, you said you're a confidence guy. How much confidence can not only you but your team and particularly the young guys in your team take away from what you were able to do last year, the last time you went into Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. to win a game like that through the adversity of there being a drop pass in the end zone and coming right back and really with a dagger-type victory against your rivals?
Right. Well, it's a plus. You know, it's something that we know we're capable of doing. You know, it's something that our guys have done before, the guys who are here. And it can't be anything other than a positive.
John, usually when you lose, afterwards we're dissecting it, the media, the fans, and it always gets back to Ray Rice and the numbers he puts up. What's it say about your offense that you scored 50-plus points? And his numbers are like they are in those losses a lot of times.
Right. Well, I think it says it's probably not the crux of the issue all the time. You know, so many times it's what you're trying to attack where they're giving you an opportunity to attack. And in some ways they took away Ray. You know, they were in some too high coverages, but a lot of it was too man where they were getting an extra player of safety down the box. But Ray really contributed in some other ways. You know, this is something that's completely an unsung type of a thing that most people didn't notice, but he had some tremendous blocks. Pass blocking. Linebackers running through there when they were pressuring us with his own pressures, and he stepped up and hit him right square up in the chest and did a great job with that. So, you know, it's not always about the numbers. It's not always about the touches. He did have some touches in the pass game too. Sometimes it's about just being a ball player. And Ray was just as excited about that's the kind of guy Ray is. He's more excited, I think, about that stuff. Hey, man, he wants numbers too. But the fact that he could, you know, step up there and help some other guys make some plays seemed like that got him more fired up than himself making plays.
John, how is the Steelers' offense different? They have a new coordinator in Todd Haley after Bruce Arians left. How's their offense different now, and what are you seeing from Ben Roethlisberger right now?
Well, you know what? I probably have to reserve that for later. We haven't looked at him that much. In all honesty, our focus has been on the Raiders and kind of looking back at this game. From what I've seen from afar, they look pretty much like they've done a good job, I would say, and Todd's done a good job of playing to his players' strengths. Ben looks the same to me. He throws on time and guys catch and run. People, you know, they get behind people. He zings it in there down the field, and he still makes the extended play, scramble plays like he's always done. So Todd's done a good job of building around, you know, the strength of his players. the nuances of it we'll see as we study them the next couple days.
Yesterday, this game against Pittsburgh is one that you got circled since you saw the schedule when it first came out. Just in terms of, I know you emphasize that you look at each game individually and take one game at a time, but how much has this stretch been one that you guys have been looking forward to?
It has been. You know, it's definitely. It was. We wanted to put ourselves in position for this stretch if we could. You know, understanding kind of when the first schedule first came out, as you guys mentioned, we knew it was going to be an important stretch for us, and here it is. And, you know, fortunately, we've been good enough to put ourselves in position to make it meaningful. And now it's our job to make the most of it.
I know you hate comparison questions, but how different is Steelers Week? I'm not in terms of preparation. I know you prepare the same way. But how different is Steelers Week for you in terms of whether you hear more from fans because you know how much, you know, this means to the rival means, or whether there's more media around, or what's Steelers Week like for you?
You know, I think it's the best week of the year because it's where we feel our most comfortable, probably. You know, it's where I feel the most comfortable. I think our players and coaches feel the same way because, you know, that's a team that it's a defining type of a rivalry. You know, it means so much to both teams. So we like being in this week. We love playing these guys. We love the preparation for these guys. So, you know, I'd say it's the best week of the year, both of them.
Never had to play Pittsburgh in their history, coming off a 6-day week, and now Pittsburgh's going to have to do that to face you. Does that one day make a difference?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm sure the one thing about those guys, I don't think it's going to make that big a difference for them because they do such a great job of preparing. They've got a veteran team. They're the most veteran team in the league. There's nothing that's going to phase them that way. They're not going to be worried about something like that. We played them off a short week in the playoffs, you know. So we've had that experience before. So, you know, we just go play the game.
Is it nice to be able to watch the game tonight? And do you watch it as a fan of football, or do you watch it kind of with a coach's eye to it?
With a coach's eye, yeah. like, do I have a rooting interest? Sure. But no, you really do. You watch it, you kind of see what they're doing, and you just. But it's a little more relaxed than watching tape, so. I'm going to try to get home tonight to watch it. Normally, Monday Night Football is watched, out of the corner. You kind of listen to it while you're watching your opponent. But since we're playing them, you know, it'll be a little more fun to watch.
Easier for you to coach next week if they lose tonight or win tonight?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's going to be tough either way. It's going to be a great game either way. There's nothing like it. It's a great venue. They got great fans. I know a bunch of Ravens fans will be there as well. It'll be fun, you know, running out of that tunnel. All right?
All right.
Great.
Thank you.